That fact poses some difficult problems for those of us trying to make sense of the news we are given. One of these problems is indicated by a proposal made years ago by the great French writer Albert Camus. Camus wished to establish a control newspaper. The newspaper would come out 1 hour after all the others and would contain estimates of the percentage of the truth in each of their stories. In Camus's words, we'd have complete dossiers on the interests, policies, and idiosyncrasies of the owners. Then we'd have a dossier on every journalist in the world. The interests, prejudices, and quirks of the owner would equal Z. The prejudices, quirks, and private interests of the journalist, Y. Z times Y would give you X, the probable amount of truth in the story. Camus was either a reckless mathematician, or else he simply neglected to say why and how multiplying Z and Y would tell us what we need to know. Why not add or divide them? Nor did he discuss the problem of how to estimate the reliability of those doing the estimating. In any case, Camus died before he had a chance to publish such a newspaper, leaving each one of us to be our own control center. Nonetheless, we can't help thinking how Camus's idea might be applied to television. Imagine how informative it would be if there were 5-minute television programs that went on immediately after each television news show. The host might say something like this. To begin with, this station is owned by Gary Farnsworth, who is also the president of Bontel Limited, the principal stockholder of which is the Sultan of Bahrain. Bontel Limited owns 3 Japanese electronic companies, 2 oil companies, the entire country of Upper Volta, and the western part of Romania. The anchorman on this television show earns $800,000 a year. His portfolio includes holdings in a major computer firm. He has a bachelor's degree in journalism from the University of Arkansas, but was a C+ student, has never taken a course in political science, and speaks no language other than English. Last year he read only 2 books, a biography of Cary Grant and a book of popular psychology called Why Am I So Wonderful? The reporter who covered the story on Yugoslavia speaks Serbo-Croatian, has a degree in international relations, and has had a Nieman Fellowship at Harvard University.